Close committee hearing to order. Today, we have present with us Representative Cartula, Representative Gardner, Representative Newman. What's your name again? Olson, Representative Olson. Representative, Vice Chair Heron, and Chairman Coghill. Today, we have Senate Joint Resolution Number 17 before us. It just came to us. But on the House side, we have a companion. And what I thought I'd do is talk to the representative to find out how close this is to the House companion bill and go ahead and have a vote on this. The procedurally, the problem that I had was they were both going to be on the floor at the same day, and that meant that they were going to probably have to send them to various different committees, and that would stop this from probably getting passed this year. So normally I would ask the senators to show up. We don't have a, do we have a senator's representative here?
I'm a representative.
Now, why don't you come to the table, and why don't you have Representative Gatto come to the table? And this is designating 2009 as the year of the Non-Commissioned Officer Corps of the United States Army. And any comments from the prime sponsor of the Senate side?
For the record, my name's Josh Temple. I'm staff person to Senator Huggins, Veterans Caucus. And Representative Gatto is here to introduce bills.
All right, Representative Gatto, we have the Senate bill before us, and you have a House resolution. Are they identical, or are there any differences?
Mr. Chair, they are identical.
All right. And you're comfortable passing this along, and will you carry this on the floor?
I will. Yes, I will.
All right. Is there anything that the committee wants to talk about in this? Any good?
What is it? What is it?
Representative Gardner.
Thank you. I just have a couple of questions, and they'll probably reveal my complete lack of knowledge about the Non-Commissioned Officer Corps. But on line 16 on page 1 is a reference to help finish, and then it turns over rudimentary training with which every officer comes into service. And I'm, can you, do they come into service with some training, or they have like a boot camp and they get a basic thing, or how does this work?
Through the chair, Representative Gardner. What happens is officers, they go through their basic training courses. They go through OCS and TBS, which are two training courses, really. Uh-huh. And they come into the military, and they're still fresh. Most of the enlisted members have vastly more experience, as members of this committee who are also on the Veterans Caucus can attest to. Many times their platoon sergeants have 15, 20 years experience, whereas a second lieutenant comes in and he has no practical experience outside of his training. He ends up being the person that gets trained up for the first period. He's technically in charge of platoon. However, it takes a while for that to adjust and for him to actually become in charge of the platoon, simply because he doesn't have the experience or training or knowledge necessary.
I see. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Gardner. Yes, ma'am. You have another question?
Another question, yes. On page 2, the first whereas talks about Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, and the Philippines, and in other locations throughout the world. Has this Corps been involved in the Philippines in recent years, or are we looking back?
Through the chair, they are involved in the NCO, the Army, Marine Corps, the services of the United States right now are involved in the Philippines, more in training exercises. There are a lot of terrorist insurgency groups in the Philippines right now. And we come over there as trainers and mentors. And
thank you.
Things like that.
Okay.
Is there a motion to move the bill? Mr. Vice Chairman. That was cheap. I'm sorry. Mr. Should have waited till he swallowed.
Mr. Chairman, motion to move SJR 17 from committee with all attachments and any fiscal notes, if there are some.
Any objection? All right. We'll see this scheduled on the floor. And thank you. We need a signature before we adjourn. The representative has a statement. Representative
Cotto. Just for the edification of the committee, Representative Coghill did serve as a staff sergeant in the Air Force.
I did.
So we do have an expert here. And Number two, if we don't pass the year of 2009 as the year of the NCO, and we pass it in 2010, it will look weird.
Thank you, Mr. Gatto. Representative Gatto. All right, the committee stand adjourned. Please stay around to sign the sheet.